Welcome to Time with Baba, Reflection Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 3rd, Sunday, 2020, day 124. Today's topic, do not judge others, but to lead more to be saved. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 65 verses 1 to 8, Judges chapter 17 verse 1 to chapter 18 verse 31, John chapter 3 verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 14 verses 20 to 21. Today's main passage, John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, do not judge others, but to lead more to be saved. John 3:16 is perhaps the most well-known verse in the whole Bible. But lots of people do not aware that this verse has a second part, like part 1 and part 2. Part 1 tells us that God loves us and gave us Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, receive this biggest gift of our lives, and we will be saved. We are in the eternal life right away and do not need to wait until we die. But part 2, that's verse 17, tells us that Jesus did not come to this world to condemn us, to judge us, but to save us. He came not as a judge to put us to live our lives in guilt, but to cleanse our sins with his blood, to give us redemption, to free us, and to save us. This morning I had a shocking experience because I heard Jesus said, I come not to be a judge, but to be a savior, to free people. Why are you guys taking the role of a judge to judge other people every day? To judge this one is right, that one is wrong all the time. You know, this hurts you and other people. After I heard what Jesus said this morning, I have been meditating in a very deep way of what does Jesus want to say to me? To you. Yes, we really take the role of a judge to judge other people every day. Use our standard, our ruler, to measure who is right, who is wrong. This kind of judgment causes lots of painful feeling and breaking lots of good relationship. Why? It's not necessary. When we claim Jesus is our Lord, why can't we allow Jesus to use us to bring other people to Him so that they can be free and saved? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to be a judge anymore, to cause pain and to break relationship, but to allow you to use us to bring other people to you so that they can be free and saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you stop to be a judge anymore, but to allow Jesus to use you to bring other people to Jesus so that they can be free and saved? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.